I meet with people on a regular basis from a number of different industries, and that happens really every day. One common thread I've heard from nearly all of them is the unnecessarily burdensome government regulations. And they tell me how much they have ramped up in the past 4 years. It results in choking job growth, and it results in stifling innovation. The EPA has been one of the biggest defenders, whether I'm talking to farmers or factory workers or builders. They've talked about the problems in dealing with the EPA. So yesterday I introduced four bills. The first brings EPA's guidance documents under the Congressional Review Act. What they have been doing to avoid rulemaking is they say, well, we'll just do a guidance document. This would require those documents to be under the Congressional Review Act. The second bill promotes greater cooperation with the states. This is something the president mentioned Tuesday night, but it's not being implemented as a daily practice at the EPA, that's for sure. The third piece of legislation requires the EPA's Inspector General to report to Congress twice a year in terms of the agency's progress in meeting the regulatory reporting requirements. And then finally, the fourth bill puts some teeth behind all of this, and it just basically requires that agenda-setting deadlines are met, and if they're not, then the budget is reduced by $20,000 a week. I might mention that's nothing terribly new. That provision is also included in the highway bill.